Hello again there, folks. So I wanted to have a few words about some of the trends that I've been seeing at the time, and sort of what's in the culture and in the discussion at the moment on a couple of things which don't seem connected at first, but I think they actually are. And it came to mind when I was watching the kind of farcical debate between Charlie Downs and Julia Hartley Brewer. And what we're heading into now in Britain is a kind of bottleneck where you've got a lot and growing amount of people who are now very worried about the demographic situation in the country as it is, and then where it's going to be. And this is becoming a thing which is the mainstream right are kind of the watchers on the wall here, because they are the ones who have to contain their sentiment or process it or acknowledge it or deal with it in one way or another. And this is exactly what happened with Hartley Brewer and Charlie Downs recently, where basically Julia Hartley Brewer, Charlie put the problem of British becoming a minority a few decades down the line. And her sort of tactic in this was just to obfuscate and duck the question by bringing up issues related to what she would think of as like non-white British people. And it goes without saying, she's one of my least favorite people in the entire mainstream. I find her just an appalling person. And it's really easy to immediately bring up the hypocrisy that she's like a massive Israel shill. So she's fine with some people having a homeland, just not others. When it comes to our group, she denies that we have any sort of claim to the land, and she wants to just universalize it. And you get this kind of ridiculous and farcical prattle about values. And that if you like the gays, and if you like to if you're happy to queue and you support democracy, or you like only fools and horses, or not even that. I mean, these values are just they're just talking points. They're just absolutely nothing. They're just worthless. Under if you draw this out to the conclusion that she kind of gets to about what constitutes what is a British person? And under her kind of guidelines, the Prime Minister of Japan would be British because she seems to be kind of okay with the gays. She probably supports a bit of free speech, though, nobody really does. And it just becomes a kind of, it just becomes like a long, loud fart that we've all heard so many times. But there isn't really a coherent counter argument that she can mount without actually delving into demographic realities. Or the fact that if this kind of multiracial society was ever going to work, it would have worked by now, and it hasn't. And I think more broadly, though, it speaks to all of these resolved issues of her generation. Like one of the things that jumps out at you when you look at the two of them together is that Charlie Downs is about 20 and Julia Hartley Brewer is like a kick in the arse of 60 years old. And so you've essentially got this woman who she's not elderly, but she's kind of like an old Gen X or very young boomer or something. And she's basically defending the positions that she's held all her life against somebody who was like about 40 years younger than her. And of course, she's not going to have to live with the consequences of her worldview a few decades down the line as much as Charlie Downs is. And that is exactly what he points out. But it speaks more to this idea that in this sort of people give the boomers a hard time, but I mean, I'm Gen X and we're also to blame for the state of things. But this is assuming that, you negate a kind of top-down power sort of way of framing how culture goes. But let's just leave that aside and stick to the sort of the standard thing, which it, to again, to be fair, is more of a thing in America, sort of this bash the boomers thing. Because in many ways, in as individuals, they do kind of exemplify, especially the people on television, not so much in the real world. There's a lot of base boomers actually, but the ones that have arrived in television studios and on radio and all of this, they tend to go along with these kind of libtard universalist values. But what makes it especially nauseating on the right wing is that they're not even their own values. They've just been cooked by kind of left wing principles, and they haven't got the guts to sort of turn it down, or maybe they're just thinking of the money. But at the same time as this is playing out, because it's not just Julia Hartley-Brewer, as I say, this is a kind of bottleneck that we're going through in Britain. Are we going to like throw up our hands and become a ethnic minority in the near future, or are we going to actually look for policies to prevent it? Julia Hartley-Brewer just doesn't want to have that discussion. She'll just bullshit, so she doesn't have to have it. But at the moment, I've been watching the House of the Dragon, the George R. Martin Dragon Slop, which is kind of a prequel to Game of Thrones, which is more famous. And George R. Martin is also a boomer. And I was thinking in many ways, he is the quintessential boomer. Because one of the things that pops into your mind just when you hear that name is that on television, the final few seasons of Game of Thrones were just catastrophically bad compared to the earlier versions, the earlier series. But also that he's made this gigantic, sort of intricate fantasy world. And if you follow this, like the fandom and everything, he's just not going to produce the last two books. I think they've been waiting 15 years for The Winds of Winter should be the next book, and it just doesn't look like it's on the horizon. And he recently released a blog post which was sort of miserable, like a kind of old man's lament about the fall of winter, about his own winter is coming. And really though, it was to say, I'm not going to resolve what I've set out. And when you dig in a little bit, the whole thing with what he did was to deconstruct fantasy and to say these rules, which have been around for many, many years, these standard tropes, I'm going to blow them all up. And I'm going to break apart the essence of what constitutes fantasy. I'm going to ask people, what actually is Aragorn's tax policy? I'm going to bring realism into all of this. And of course, there's no real way to bring that to a satisfactory conclusion, because who is actually going to emerge victorious? If all you've created is a world of sort of shades of grey, Machiavellian schemers and backstabbers and plotters, and one of them actually emerges as victorious from the heaps of dead bodies and ruined character arcs, is a general audience going to be satisfied with that person, or are they just going to be pissed off that their particular favorite was killed off, or how do you actually wrap this up? Because it's all very well having these sort of high principles or high ideals in the abstract, but then you have to actually put it into practice, and you have to bring the product, if you like, the art, to a close. It has to be, at the end of the day, it has to be coherent, and it has to land somewhere which is rooted in human nature. And this is exactly the problem with where the centre-right is, where Julia Hartley-Brewer is, because their own worldview and the Telegraph, and this is why Nigel Farage is under pressure. I actually think the sort of the back and forth with Rupert and Nigel Farage is a bit of a farce. I don't know what's going to happen with all of that, but all of these people, in many ways, went along with this kind of civic nationalism, as people call it. But it was as if to say, well, we're going to turn a blind eye as our common understanding of what it is to be a native British person is broken apart and deconstructed. It's all very well when you've got Denzel from Only Fools and Horses as the one and only sort of non-white person in it. What happens when all of your capital cities are minority white, though? What happens when there's political groupings clustered around the fact that they've entirely rejected these flimsy talking points, which they call values, which anybody can pretend to have but not have really? What happens when you turn a blind eye to the fact that in reality, humans are tribal and they will stick together with their group, but for your own group, you've said, this is evil, this is Nazi, this is against the rules. You can't think in those racial terms, even though your own values, your own ideology, and your own principles have created a world where the people who are not thinking in group terms are completely surrounded. And then it gets worse again because they're going to be outnumbered in the future, vastly outnumbered. And there doesn't seem to be a way to resolve this with unpleasantness and a bleak future for people of Charlie Downs's age. And it's as if, like George R. Martin, they've got all of these unresolved questions. And George R. Martin himself seems to have resigned himself to just shuffling off, having created this fandom, having created this world, having done well out of it all. He leaves it for presumably AI or some other writer to try and wrap it all up in the future. And again, we see that an outlet like the Daily Telegraph or these talk radio talk show hosts like Julia Hartley Brewer, who are ostensibly on the right, they're effectively just holding our heads under the water. More and more people who've got everything to lose in this, especially their homeland, are pointing out all of these plot holes in this Blairite, and he was a boomer, political narrative, this political formula that ushered in the age of multiculturalism. And they're saying, well, hang on a minute. This doesn't make any sense. I can see the plot holes here, and I can see where all of this is going. I can see that this isn't coherent, and it's actually just utterly brain dead. But I can also see your reluctance to actually face up to what it is that you've supported all along. And what you get is these kind of pathetic, coping liars or doubling down. But what they're really doubling down on is the future of just a few years down the road being dystopian for all of these young people. And it's grotesque. And because of this sort of this age thing, it does actually matter because they're going to walk away, leaving it all unresolved. Yes, it was wonderful when everybody, all of the non-whites were just like Frank Bruno or Denzel from Only Fools and Horses, when we had this ideal of what a Britain could be like. But then the rubber has to hit the road. The rubber did hit the road. We actually got to live it, and it wasn't like that. The narrative was just falling apart. And on top of that, you see that what the future heralds is unbelievably bleak. And instead of seeing like Colonel Nichols and Bridge Over the River Kwai, what have we done? You then sort of self-righteously and morally berate all of the people who are pointing out all of the plot holes and the fact that the narrative is just unbelievable. We aren't immersed in this anymore. And again, like George R. Martin, they're just going to sort of shrug their shoulders and walk away from the mess. And that's what I saw with the more and more with the way that the centre right is approaching this problem as we enter this sort of bottleneck where we're trapped and we're not able to move past this Because if it is conceded that yes, there is a problem, or if they turn around, which Hartley Brewer refused to do, you'll note, and say, well, actually, I think it'll be fine if your group, the natives, are a minority. You have to be, because what about Frank Bruno using the idealized minority group as a kind of meat shield, when really what people are talking about are the endless flows that have come in over the last 20 years. Again, obfuscation, dishonesty, moral bankruptcy to cover up the shit pile that they've kind of created, or at least gone along with, and not rocked the boat too much. And then when it all comes down to it, and the next generation is coming up, and they realize that they just can't wrap this up. Their life's project has been a bit of a farce, and a bit of a disaster. It's kind of like, well, I'm tired. I'm tired, and yeah, you sort it out. It's so worthy of contempt. It really is. Thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.